Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com FAQ podcast. I'm Matt Donnelly, Associate Editor with TechTarget's Channel Media Group. My guest on the podcast is Angela Vines. Angela is co-founder and vice president for partner services at ServiceKey, an independent provider of hardware service and maintenance for mid-range servers, networking, and storage equipment. She has 18 years of channel development and management experience with hardware and services. Today, Angela and I will be discussing how service providers should evaluate channel partner programs. Angela, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, let's jump right into the questions. The first question is, what should channel partners look for when looking to join a vendor's partner program?
Well, Matt, I'm sure that you've heard of WISM. And basically what that is what's in it for me. The bottom line in any vendor program is basic business. How much money is the channel partner going to make? Period. But the money, ease of entry, and support from the vendor partner are all important in this scenario. So we'll start with the money. That equals margin, the percentage of discounts the channel partner will actually get, referral fees, and really overall how the financial aspects of the program are structured. And then ease of entry. How easy is it to do business with this vendor? You know, from the channel partner's perspective, you want it to be as simple as possible. And unfortunately, some vendors have actually created hurdles for entry. And a good example of this would be they force the channel partner to commit to volume requirements or pay for even enrolling into the program. And IBM proved back in the early 80s that volume requirements can actually be a negative. IBM had 92% market share in the PC market space, and today they aren't even a player. And this is a result of IBM actually putting volume requirements on their channel partners. And the partners had to invest in inventory, and they had more inventory than they could actually sell. So this is a problem. The next aspect is the support. What is the vendor partner program going to support, or how are they going to support the channel partner with training, marketing support, or even a dedicated program manager that will provide them a successful launch, you know, when the program is actually established?
Now, what are some of the most important attributes a program should contain to create maximum value for the channel partner?
First and foremost, channel conflict prevention. Optimally, there should be zero channel conflict, meaning that the vendor on no level competes with the channel partner. Anytime a vendor creates a program that actually competes directly with the channel on any level, you're going to have a problem. What works in my business is that we are 100% channel. We do not deal direct. So that's very important. Lead pass program. Is there a methodology in place from the vendor partner to provide the channel partner with leads? Lead capture, qualifying, and distribution. And then ownership of the end customer. Who actually owns the customer? Are contracts directly with the vendor or the partner? Ultimately, for branding and adding value, the channel partner would want to own the customer versus the vendor. At the end of the day, that creates a better relationship with the end customer and the channel partner versus creating a relationship with the vendor. And the channel partner has worked hard for that relationship, so they deserve the complete ownership of the customer.
Now, what do you think channel partners overlook when evaluating a vendor's partner program?
The nature of the channel historically has been that most channel partners are really focused on transactional business. And what I mean by this is deal by deal or box by box. And they're so focused on the month-to-month or quarter-over-quarter revenue stream, they miss the boat on creating a residual revenue. So when electing a vendor partner, really a large consideration should be the residual revenue potential. An example of a successful, you know, residual revenue plan would be a program that has either a maintenance or software or professional services that create a long-term, year-after-year revenue stream for the channel partner, residual versus transactional.
How do you think a program should complement or augment the core business of a channel partner's existing operation?
This is a must. The program should complement or augment the channel partner's existing operation. A complementary offering will basically be a program that the channel partner can extend immediately to their existing customer base. And this is obviously going to shorten a sales cycle, and the channel partner is going to see an expedited return on investment. To augment their business, you know, the channel partner should consider what options are going to enhance their business versus replacing their existing offering. They have a customer base. They have successes with their customers. So let's just enhance the offering versus replacing it. So augment versus replace without adding resources and staff.
Are there costs associated with joining and initiating a vendor's partner program?
Really, in any program, there will be potentially soft dollar costs. From a channel partner's perspective, again, they need to take a hard look prior to investing any hard dollars and consider the risk versus return on investment. Soft costs are learning curves, allocating resources, time, and there really should be no barriers to participate. So no hard costs should be expected.
What are the questions that channel partners should ask before evaluating partner programs that they want to consider participating in?
I would say there are probably five internal questions that a channel partner should ask themselves internally. First would be really, you know, what are their true resources, personnel and financial? What are the bandwidth? What is the bandwidth of those resources? What is their true core competency? And possibly even create a self-assessment to establish a program that aligns with their business. What is the learning curve? And how simply does the new program plug into their existing environment? What are going to be their expenses associated with a successful program launch? And those would be the questions that I would ask.
Now, earlier, Angela, you mentioned margins and volume requirements. Can you give us an idea of what kinds of standards there are out there, or if not, what practices you feel are reasonable?
Sure. Again, for channel partners, they want the highest margin with the lowest volume requirement, and that's understandable. Realistically, in the industry, typically margins for hardware and software are around 30% plus off of the manufacturer's list pricing, and then the discounts are contingent on volume requirements. If volume is extreme or milestones are too large, this really creates constant churn in a program, and the channel partner ultimately loses. They lose money. They lose time, they lose ownership of their customers, and they really need a flexible program with no volume requirements. And it happens every day, and the reality is a lot of vendor programs actually eliminate what they consider their bottom tier of partners that they don't feel meet their expectations. So, you know, we've made it our practice, and in my business, never to say no. And every opportunity is important. And if you take those volume restrictions out of the program and make it easy and have flexibility, your channel partners are always going to work with you. So in that, you know, a lot of vendors are actually missing the boat from a customer loyalty standpoint as well.
Now, for a channel partner to implement one of these new vendor programs, what kinds of activities should take place internally to ensure a successful launch?
Yeah, first and foremost, throughout the organization, you really need to have buy-in, and that's from the executive management team first, and it just trickles through the organization. Another point would be to have an internal advocate or even a product manager, and this person would actually be the champion of the solution and the program. When you have an internal advocate, they can actually extend, you know, the commitment of the organization to the program and the success associated with it throughout the organization, and then train. Train your appropriate staff on the program and solution, and the channel partner can also establish metrics for the program success.
Now, what investments and costs should a channel partner anticipate incurring as they're ramping up their sales organization with the introduction of a new vendor partner program?
I alluded to this earlier, but all program launches will incur soft dollar costs, training costs, proactive marketing campaign. But the channel partner's investment really should be cost associated with revenue-producing activities versus buying inventory. This will be the most important investment.
And the last question, ideally, what would a channel partner or what should a channel partner hope to find in a channel program?
In summary, really, Matt, they want a program that's going to be in a vendor, that's going to be easy to do business with, that creates a branding and ownership of the customer for the channel partner, with no restrictions, residual revenue opportunity with a value-add proposition at a low risk and a high return.
Well, those are all the questions we have for this time. Angela, thank you for being on the podcast. I really appreciated it.
Thank you, Matt.
For more on this topic, plus a text version of this podcast, visit searchitchannel.com/partners. My name is Matt Donnelly with TechTarget's Channel Media Group. Join me again next time for more Frequently Asked Questions.